We have on actress Adina Porter. Among her many roles is she was on True Blood, of course, one of the most popular vampire franchises out there. Thank you so much for joining us, Adina.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, Adina? Is that
Adina? Yes.
Adina. Okay. I'm sorry. Thank you for.
It's all
me.
Good. It's all good.
All right. Well,
I have to keep him in line sometimes.
Well, I inserted an R in someone's name last week, and it did not go over well after the fact.
No,
so
he sounded.
Yeah, it was
angry.
My name. Well,
you know, you're actually correct. My mother calls me Adina. My father calls me Adina. So it's all good.
Well, the woman is always right.
We know right, exactly, yeah. Especially in our household.
We're training him well.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, so, you know, tell us a little bit about True Blood. You know, remind us who you played on True Blood.
I got to play Letty Mae Thornton. I was Tara's mother. Tara was Sookie's best friend.
Wow.
And, yes, I'm the black woman who named my daughter Tara.
Okay.
And so, yeah, Letty Mae Thornton, she was very much a holy roller. Very much believed that vampires were wrong and God was right, and she loved to drink.
Okay, all right. But she never got to drink any blood, though, did she?
Oh, yes, she did.
She did? Okay.
Season 7, yeah. The last season, she it was her way to connect with her daughter again, was by drinking blood and then seeing visions of Tara.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And she thought that I was substituting vampire blood for alcohol addiction, but I guess you got to make up your own mind about that.
Right, right, okay. Well, you know, so what is it like to be on a set with all these vampires? Because they've got some great production values on True Blood. You know, so
yeah.
is it kind of a scary experience at all, or you know, is everyone just walking around like it doesn't even matter?
You know what? No, we the special effects are amazing, and I guess I'm a wimp. So even though I know it's fake and it's right in front of me, I still was wincing.
Oh, wow.
So, and I think other people are too, because you kind of get into it as well, you know, so that you want to be able to react for real. And the special effects people made it so incredibly believable. So, yeah, no, we were wincing. And then also you got to be careful, you know. Accidents can happen,
right.
You know. People can get cut. Even though it's a fake knife and all that other kind of stuff. So, you know, we're incredibly careful.
Well, yeah, and you never know what's out there. I mean, I don't hang out with vampires, but I did get bit by my friend Christine at the last bar crawl, so you never know.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's
so
exciting.
Yeah.
I hope it was enjoyable.
I was going to say.
I don't know. He's
you know, getting bit by a vampire can be incredibly enjoyable, especially if it's like a vampire like, you know, Eric or Bill.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not me, Greg.
Well, I think it was enjoyable for Joseph J. here because he's smiling and lighting up a cigarette. Okay.
He's actually
there you go.
He's actually blushing.
He is blushing. Adina, I have a question. On the set, you know, when you get into costume, the cast members get on the costume and the whole set is, you know, all about the vampires. Does it... do you feel the energy change? I mean, how would you describe that, being on the set of a TV series about vampires versus like the newsroom or something?
Right, right, right. Yeah. I definitely think the energy changes because we are all agreeing to go there together, to pretend together. And if someone is, like, not, you know, drinking the Kool-Aid, you kind of feel embarrassed maybe about what you have to say. You might even feel embarrassed about, you know, being on True Blood many times naked. So it's like, let's all go for it. Yeah. And it makes it easier for the actor if we all just pretend.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing about, like, when you go to see a play, you all know that that's just a stage. Those are just lights. But the entire audience agrees to all believe that, yep, that's Peter Pan is flying. You know what I mean?
But does anyone ever get carried away and they take their character a little bit too far, even off stage? Have you ever seen that?
Have I ever seen that?
I'm scared.
I can't really remember that.
It sounded like you remembered
it. I think, you know, look, if I'm sure there's a couple of, you know, guest stars that wouldn't mind, you know, rehearsing the scene a little bit more with Eric afterwards, but, you know, for the most part, no. Once they say cut, then it's time to come back to the real world.
Oh, darn. Okay.
that's what I've seen anyway.
Now, it seems like when True Blood first started, it was almost like an aside thought, like it wasn't going to be huge, but it turned into kind of a cult classic. What do you think led to that?
Wow, that's a good question. My first thought, I guess, is the writing. You know, really great storylines. So that, yeah, it was definitely about gorgeous people and getting bit and all the other kind of stuff, but there was also a through line of family and people feeling like outsiders and trying to be accepted, which I think we all as humans can relate to. So I think maybe that's why it took off. Oh. That, and we were very, very proud of, you know, making couples feel good on Sunday night. So we were proud of that, too.
Yes. Okay. Well, and of course, Dave mentioned earlier, you know, True Blood is not your only popular credit. You also star in The Newsroom, which is coming back in November, right?
Yes. I get to take Kendra on The Newsroom. I was filming them both at the same time.
Wow.
So Letty Mae was drinking and uneducated, and Kendra is incredibly educated and together. So it was fun to be able to play two different kinds of people.
That's truly one of my favorite series, for sure, on HBO, is Newsroom. Excellent.
Thank you.
Oh, I love that. And is this the last season, though, of Newsroom?
This is it.
What a shame. Do you know why it's not going to continue, or what? Do you know?
I think that, you know, Mr. Sorkin's a busy guy, and he's writing movies, too. And so, and he wrote every single script. I mean, he might have other people coming in, but, you know, and he doesn't just, like, write it on the fly. I think he, like, leaves a little piece of himself on every script that he writes. And so, you know, coming up with them. But, you know, we all can hope and pray that, you know, right now he's coming up with a magnificent idea, and he's just like, you know what? Or, you know, the miniseries, and we only do a couple. So I can always, you know, cross
excellent.
My fingers
and
hope.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, and then, you know, forgive the vampire pun. We've done this like 800 times today, but this sucks. I mean, True Blood is gone, and Newsroom is going to be gone. What are you going to do? Oh, wait a minute. This just in. You were just cast on the new season of The 100. Isn't that right?
Yes. I get to play Indra, and I get to play a regal and experienced grounder warrior. Yes, so I get to do that, and it premieres October 22nd.
Oh,
and CW at 9 p.m.
Excellent, that's coming right up. Yeah, and we've had on other stars from the 100, and you know, so great cast on that show.
Oh. Great people. I'm so happy and proud to be involved.
It's hard to keep a good woman down. It sounds like you've got your irons in many different fires, and what an incredible actress you are! And we're excited that you joined us here on Breakthrough.
Breakthrough Entertainment.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, guys.
Absolutely.
My husband was born in Phoenix, so we've got love for Phoenix. Oh. Thank you so very, very much.
Well, next time he comes back to visit family, why don't you, you know, give us a shout out, and we'd love to have you in studio.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you very, very much.
You're more than welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, you take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.